Hey, it's Linda. Sean Hannity's executive producer and sparring partner every day on the air. Over the past few weeks, I've been using a custom design holster from We the People Holsters. Each We the People holster is handmade in the USA, it's custom fitted, and it comes with a lifetime guarantee. And they also have custom prison holsters like MAGA 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 or I Love Sean Hannity or God, I Hate Living with Liberals in a Blue State or whatever. For a limited time only, Hannity podcast listeners can get $10 off their first holster by using the code Hannity during checkout. Don't wait. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com/Hannity and use the special offer code Hannity at checkout to get $10 off.
Wow. I can tell in 5 seconds when this audience is lit up and every one of you is lit up today over this omnibus bill. So am I, for that matter. This is not complicated to figure out. It's not hard. It's very basic. It's very simple. It's very fundamental. And it's been something I have been telling you about for a long time. The Republican Party is dead. They have no life to them whatsoever. None, zero, zip. They don't have a vision. They don't have principles. They don't have, they don't stand for anything, which is how we now find ourselves in a mess that we are in today, and where they go ahead without anybody reading it and pass a $1.3 trillion omnibus spending bill. It's 2,232 pages full of pork and spending that nobody should ever spend. And I look at this thing and I'm like, this easily could have been passed by Pelosi and Schumer. As a matter of fact, they're absolutely giddy over the whole deal.
In a certain sense, we're able to accomplish more in the minority than we were when we had the presidency or even were in the majority.
Well, I think one of the reasons they rushed it through, they didn't want their Republican colleagues to see just exactly what was in the bill.
Sounds like Pelosi. You cannot just, I read this one article. I was on Politico about the process. Here's the press. Senator Mitch McConnell didn't go into detail, but acknowledged the very difficult path he took to getting the spending bill across the finish line. McConnell secured his budget deal with begging and pleading and cajoling, and the Senate majority leader obtained passage of a massive omnibus spending bill and convincing Senator Paul Ryan and others to drop their procedural objections. And then first there were Rand Paul's objections, and then Jim Reich's objections. Then finally, 12:39 a.m., early this morning, the Senate passed the bill funding the government through September, went home after a chaotic 12 hours of typical predictable drama, and the vote was 65-32. I would never have voted for this bill. $1.3 trillion and sent it over to Donald Trump, who passed this bill. And there's this inordinate, bizarre paranoia, fear of being blamed for a government shutdown. And Rand Paul had to be called personally by Mitch McConnell and let him vent about Senate rules. And this is ridiculous. This is juvenile, fumed Bob Corker, who asked McConnell for an explanation of why the chamber was in at midnight. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have to work a little late, Senator Corker? McConnell didn't go into detail, but he said, my principal responsibility is begging and pleading and cajoling, and I've been in continuous discussion, shall I say, with several of our members who were legitimately. What is to be happy about here? Now, this is how we have gotten to where we are. For whatever reason, the Republican Party has become a party of fear. The Republican Party is timid. They are weak. They are spineless. And even more sadly, they're lacking identity and they're visionless. And what's so ironic about it is, in spite of what some, there is a schism that we have. There's no disputing that there is a schism. It doesn't matter that the Heritage Foundation scored Donald Trump 64% accomplished agenda in his first year as president, which was higher than the 49% of Ronald Reagan, as Trump does anything he can do on his own, by himself, by executive orders. Doesn't matter if it's pipelines opening up Anwar. Doesn't matter if it's saving the coal industry or natural gas industries, moving America towards energy independence, fighting as hard as he did to get the tax cut bill through. there's this mysterious reluctance among many Republicans is that they don't want to fight. I don't know what these people even believe in. I don't even know why a good half or more are there. What does the Republican Party in Congress stand for today?